and with KALW. Thank you.
This is KALW, San Francisco, where it's 10 o'clock. And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by technical editor Kara Pace and educator Lori Fisher.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely Saturday morning. And I do hope that part of that Saturday morning will include us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. So we do hope you will be enchanted by our questions and will want to call up and answer them, or maybe have one of your own. So let me give you those numbers. That's 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. And it really is a good time to call now. The sooner you call, the sooner we will get you on the air. Of course, I know you don't know our questions yet, but just presume that you're going to be, I think they're wonderful. Yes, give us a call as soon as you can, because we want to hear from you and we don't want to miss your call. However, there are those who prefer email, and that's okay. And we will give you the email address now. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. You can email us any old time about any old thing. And of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time. Thanks to Damien, also at kalw.org. And feel free to listen to it there, and it will be many other places as well, but start with KLW. That would be appreciated. Okay, once more, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. All right, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of our questions. And here's the first. Last week, Kara Pace spent a very enjoyable couple of hours with a member of Lori's family. Okay, now my curiosity is aroused.
Excellent.
Which is all to say, I went to see the very excellent Weird Al Yankovic show, like performance last week. Weird Al's longtime drummer, John Bermuda Schwartz, is also Lori's. Is it your second cousin?
He is my second cousin. Yeah. His father and my mother are first cousins. So I met him last week before the concert with Kara.
He did two extraordinary drum solos while during the show.
Excellent.
Combined time for those drum solos, I think approximately 4 seconds.
We're very
but moving nonetheless.
We're very proud of it.
Yeah. So with Labor Day right around the weekend corner, Lori Fisher is proud to announce that, once again, he's sticking with the union, something he has been happily stuck with for his entire career.
True that. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is still waiting for that fool and his money to be parted. Let's all bring our crowbars and pitch in. I'll help.
Hear, hear. All right. And happy to have Kara back, and we will start with her.
Well, let me hit save. All right, now this is safe. I am going to give you some short descriptions whose answers are two separate entities whose names have been portmanteaued together. So, for example, if I...
Available to take your call.
Hey, Damien.
This is KALW San Francisco. We are now back with Minds Over Matter.
Hello. All right. Kira, are you there or is it just me? If it's just me, I'll do some questions. Sorry about the disturbance. We have had trouble with Zoom today, but I'll just go ahead and do a couple questions for you and we'll get this moving. All right. So... first question, what was the last presidential election in which the losing candidate carried more states than the winning candidate? It was in the 20th century. What was the last presidential election in which the losing candidate carried more states than the winning candidate? All right. Second question, what are the four most vandalized stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? On a consistent basis, what are the four most vandalized stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on a consistent basis? All right, I will give you one more. What are the five dwarf planets in our solar system? Remember, it's our solar system. What are the five dwarf planets in our solar system? See if you can name those. Just to remind you, the numbers, that's 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just go over those questions once more. What was the last presidential election? It's the 20th century, in which the losing candidate carried more states than the winning candidate. What are the four most vandalized stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? And what are the five dwarf planets in our solar system? All right. And so give us a call as soon as you can, and we will get you on the air. Sorry for the disturbance. It's just Zoom being temperamental. Sorry about that. And we'll try to work with that as best we can. Damien, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. We have three calls.
Okay, good. All right, let's go to a call. Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Ah, you're on.
Okay, very good. So I'm glad you asked the question about dwarf planet. Well, Sirius is the biggest one, and it's between Jupiter and Mars. So everybody else plays the other four. Okay, but have some really interesting thing. I'm talking about astronomy, yes. So on Friday, April 13, Earth is going to see very, very unusual visitor. What kind of visitor is it? Then I send you an email. You know what it is?
You did.
It's an asteroid,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's an asteroid. A huge asteroid called Amorphous. which named after the ancient Egyptian god of chaos and destruction. Most likely is no good at Earth, but is not totally zero chance because of something called Russian, difficult Russian name, Karkovsky effect, Karkovsky effect, which is the effect of the sun radiation on bodies. It can actually divert it to hit Earth that day. But if it doesn't hit Earth that day, February 13, 2029, it will come back again 2036, have more chance. If it doesn't hit Earth then, it will come again 2069, with more chance. It probably will collide with Earth within the next 100 years, definitely. It is very huge, about 1,200 feet long, huge. So it will cause a lot of destruction, probably kill tens of millions of people on the planet. Very quickly, in the memory of my beautiful late girlfriend, Deborah. Let's do a biblical name, just two. We'll do two for now. Deborah. What did Deborah mean in both Arabic and Hebrew, biblical? Well, what does it mean? What Deborah come from?
Is it something like Debbie sweet?
No. Have you ever eaten honey?
Okay, so something like sweet, but I did not use the word honey, which is honeybee. I usually associate with Mel. Sorry.
It's honeybee. Honeybee. The actual honeybee itself. Okay. Honeybee. Yeah. All right, second question. Noor. My beautiful niece Noor. Very common name in Egypt, in Arabic word, and in Jewish community as well, Israel. So what Noor means? This easy one.
I know only of Queen Noor.
Okay, no, she was a queen of Jordan. What does Noor mean?
It means light or something.
Right. Dana, you're right. It does mean light. So it really is beautiful. And by the way, Hebrew and Arabic are almost identical. They use, in Hebrew you say Shah, in Arabic you say Sa. Very, very close language. It's some people. And hopefully we'll get peace one way or another. Okay, one last question. You always read stories about sharks killing so many people around the coast. How many people get killed by sharks worldwide every year?
Very few.
Worldwide?
Very, very few.
Very few. Less than 100. How many sharks get killed by people every year?
Yeah. Many more.
How many million?
No, just it's very unfair.
90 million. 90 million. Whoa. Yeah, and most are killed by China because they use them for what purpose? For food or something else?
They use their fins for shark fin soup.
That's food.
No, what besides that?
Oh, that's food,
it
sorry.
It is sexual enhanced man's sexuality.
And aphrodisiac.
Most of the time, these sharks, they just cut the fins and throw them back in the ocean for bleeding. Well, whether above us will hit us or not, I think we really have to be concerned about global warming. It is horrible. I hate heat. I'm very uncomfortable the last 3 days. I completely do not use air conditioning, do not use heat, not anything because it makes it worse. But I'm very pessimistic about if civilization will last beyond, the year 2100. Always great show, and please, everybody, donate to KLAW. We need it more than ever. It is right now is our spirit and our life. And again, in the good memory of my beautiful friend, Debbie, if you like to see your picture, log in, Ameed Abdullah, on my Facebook page. She was a beautiful lady. She died very young, 39 years old. Great show again. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ameed. All right. Sorry, we had that disturbance with Zoom. Did you guys hear the questions that I asked by any chance?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to very quickly repeat them, and then Akira, we'll go back to you. What was the last presidential election in which the losing candidate carried more states than the winning candidate? It was in the 20th century. What are the four most vandalized stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? And what are the five dwarf planets in our solar system? Ede got Ceres.
Pluto now is Pluto a is a dwarf planet. A
dwarf planet, correct?
And you said he got Ceres.
Yes.
And then is it Eris?
Yes. Okay. Can you tell me
out by Pluto? They revolve around each other.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's sort of between Neptune and Pluto. Yeah. Right. It's sort of that's. But yes, Eris is one of them.
Yes. And then is it Haumea?
Yes, Haumea is one. That's good. In the Kuiper Belt.
And then there is the other one with a Hawaiian name that I don't shoot. It's like eight letters long, four syllables, and or three maybe. It's like
you got everything but the word.
Yeah. Well, she should get a bell anyway.
No, nope, I should not. I don't know why I'm blanking on the name.
All right.
So someone else can call in with that.
Okay. So once more, the last presidential election in which the losing candidate carried more states than the winning candidate. What are the four most vandalized stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame? And we still have one of the dwarf planets left in our solar system.
On the vandalized stars, are any of them still alive?
Or all of them? About half of them are still alive.
So two and two. Yeah. And is it, does it seem like they've been vandalized for political reasons or kind of more like their personalities?
All different reasons, really, when you get right down to it. Yeah.
Have any of them fled the country?
Fled the country? Oh, that's interesting. No.
Okay.
None of them have fled the country.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. All right.
Kira, you go ahead.
All right. So,
all right. Back to the beginning.
Once again, let's see how far I get. I will give you some short descriptions whose answers are two separate entities whose names have been portmanteaued together. So, for example, if I said a cappella Bobby McFerrin hit about Meher Baba and playing golf with a hockey stick, the answer would be "Don't worry, be happy Gilmore," or "Don't worry, be happy Gilmore too."
Can I ask a question about when we hear them? Are they in the order they're going to be in the answer?
Yes.
Okay, that helps. Not that I'll get them, but that's good.
Yeah. Largely, yes. Okay, so here's the first.
How many we have?
We have eight. Ooh. Here's the first. Oscar-winning actor focused on honoring August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle took a break to compile the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon Gent. So the Oscar-winning actor focused on honoring August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle took a break to compile the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon Gent. Number two, journalist, author, and conservationist who is known for works regarding the Florida Everglades, species on the brink of extinction, and the supreme usefulness of towels to your average space traveler. Once again, journalist, author, and conservationist who is known for works regarding the Florida Everglades, species on the brink of extinction, and the supreme usefulness of towels to your average space traveler. Number three. Sitting senator from the bluegrass state who got beat up by his neighbor for designing the iconic UPS and Westinghouse logos. Again, sitting senator from the bluegrass state who got beat up by his neighbor for designing the iconic UPS and Westinghouse logos. Number four, former Tonight Show host who developed characters including Karnak the Magnificent and Art Fearn, who later became a VJ on MTV's TRL.
Once more with him?
Yep. Former Tonight Show host who developed characters including Karnak the Magnificent and Art Fearn, who later became a VJ on MTV's TRL. Number five, a former SNL writer and U.S. senator who, after leaving the Senate in 2018, took off for the Arctic, where he planned to burn himself on a pyre. Yeah, again, that is a former SNL writer and U.S. senator who, after leaving the Senate in 2018, took off for the Arctic, where he planned to burn himself on a pyre. Number six is the entity first created when a pre-Gwyneth Paltrow Chris Martin and four of his friends developed wooden toys to use as teaching aids for children in the classroom. Once again, the entity first created when a pre-Gwyneth Paltrow Chris Martin and four of his friends developed wooden toys to use as teaching aids for children in the classroom. Number seven is the folk act best known for If I Had a Hammer, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Tess of the Storm Country. Again, folk act best known for If I Had a Hammer, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Tess of the Storm Country. And finally, number eight, actor who was nominated for Oscars for their roles in Rocky and Day of the Locust, and for an Emmy as Nancy in the TV series Family, but garnered no nominations as Elise Keaton in Family Ties. Again, the actor who was nominated for Oscars in their roles in Rocky and Day of the Locust, and for an Emmy as Nancy in the TV series Family, but garnered no nominations as Elise Keaton in Family Ties. So those are the eight befores and afters. So you need the entire before and after to get it right.
I think I have one, and then I have half of a few. How about you, Dana?
Well, I have one maybe, and one in progress. That's is the former senator from Minnesota and a creature that was going to burn itself in the Arctic. Is that Al Frankenstein's monster?
Al Frankenstein's monster. And thank you for being pedantically correct on the monster part.
All right, there we go.
And I think I have number four, which is Johnny Carson Daly, the Tonight Show Art Fern guy and host of an MTV show.
That's correct. Art Fern, Carnac the Magnificent, and MTV's VJ on TRL is Johnny Carson Daly.
So number three, I think the first part, give us a second, is Rand Paul. But give us the whole clue, and then Dana, help me with the rest.
Okay, so that's a sitting senator from the Bluegrass State who got beat up by his neighbor for designing the iconic UPS and Westinghouse logos.
Minds Over Matter, please. Oh.
Don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who designed that.
Yeah, so. Me either.
Well, I feel that one of our callers will, so we can find that out. Do you guys have any of the other ones?
Well, number seven is going to be, the first half is Peter, Paul, and Mary. What's the second half of the clue?
Yeah, this is an excellent tag team for you two. Folk act best known for If I Had a Hammer, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Tess of the Storm Country.
Oh boy, who wrote Tess of the Storm Country? I have to think about this.
Well, Lori gave you the first half.
I know.
And it doesn't have to be wrote. They're just known for
it. So it's the author of Tess of the Storm Country?
No.
Oh, it's not. Oh. Uh-oh.
Give us the second half of the clue again. It's known for? What is it?
Folk act best known for If I Had a Hammer, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Tess of the Storm Country.
Tess of the Storm Country.
Well, the book is by, what was it, by Grace White. That's not what you're looking for.
Her name should be Mary, right? And Peter, Paul, and Mary Shelley, or Mary Reinhardt, or Mary, right?
That's, no, it's not. It's not.
Oh, well, that's how it's got to connect, though.
Well, you're thinking like Mary Roberts Reinhardt, but it's not.
Well, I'm thinking it's Peter, Paul, and Mary something. Right, that's
it's Grace, the portmanteau. It's Grace Miller White, I think. And so is that what she's looking for? Grace Miller White?
No, it is not.
Am I right? It's an author whose first name is Mary?
No, it's Grace. It's Grace. Grace is the name.
Yeah, I don't know why you're stuck on authors, I guess. Is
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's so, what I'm saying here.
And okay, leave it out. Or Mary, Peter, Paul, and Mary Pickford?
Peter, Paul, and Mary Pickford. There you go.
She was in the movie version.
She was
that's
in the movie.
It. There were that's a couple it. Movie versions, but she was in the first.
But that, well, that makes sense. I didn't know the Mary
Pickford. All right.
All right. Whew. All right.
Well, at least we're entertaining ourselves.
Yes, we are.
So just to remind you, we have some lines open right now. Please give us a call if the question or answer. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. This is a good time to call. We will stay on the air for you and give us a call. All right, Laurie, you go ahead too. You might as well.
All right. Well, this is a question to celebrate Labor Day. It's a question about salaries, in fact, teachers' salaries. The average teacher salary for all teachers accumulated in public schools now is $72,000. What I want to know is which four states have the highest average of teacher salary and which four states have the lowest? And it's about, the lowest is about half the amount of the highest. Just if you get the state, I'll fill in the salary. So I'm looking for the four highest paid states, K through 12 public schools, and the lowest K through 12 public schools.
So would this have any bearing on the state's general poverty level?
I'm going to say yes. And I'm not, in one or two cases, I'm not so sure, but I think that's a good way to think about it. You know, the schools are typically funded by property taxes and the wealth of the community. Not always, but I think that's a good rule to follow. It won't be completely true, but it'll be close.
Go ahead,
sir. Oh, I was just going to ask if one of the lowest was Florida.
It is. Florida is 49th out of 50. Yeah. Average salary, $54,800. Very good. Do we have a bell today? Is it going to work?
Yeah.
All right.
And is Massachusetts one of the highest?
Yes. Massachusetts is third at $92,000.
All right.
So if you want to teach there, move to Massachusetts. Good work here. So Florida's in the bottom four.
Since Kara guessed Florida, I will guess either Mississippi or Alabama.
Mississippi is last at 53,700, and Alabama is not one of the bottom four.
I would like to clarify, I guessed Massachusetts. I knew Florida.
Very good. All right.
I'm related to some teachers in that
state. Did you have to go to school without shoes?
This is the teachers.
The teachers do.
Have to go to school without shoes?
The students can wear what they like.
Yeah.
Dana, you want one more guess?
No. What do we have so far?
We have Massachusetts is third highest, and Florida and Mississippi are the two lowest. So take either category.
Where did I read? I read something about this a while ago. All right. Oh, they can't all be in the South. How about Missouri?
Very good. Missouri is 48th, third from the bottom at 55,100.
All right.
And just to give this won't give much of a clue, the highest paid state, the average salary now is $101,000, which surprised me. Anyway, right. So we'll leave the rest out. We're looking for three in the top four highest and one more in the lowest.
Okay.
Missouri, Florida, and Mississippi at the bottom, and Massachusetts near the top. Very good.
And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you enjoyed the questions we just gave you. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Peter from Florida. Here's a question, and this relates to, do you remember a few weeks ago on, I don't know if you listened to Philosophy Talk. Do you listen to it's the other show I listen to from your station, Philosophy Talk?
Once in a while.
Are you familiar with the trolley problem?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Who is the philosopher who talked about that?
I never remember her name. This is terrible.
Oh, I think she, didn't she just die a little while ago?
True. Brainstorm money, you'll probably hit a few of the other questions I was going to. Her name is Philippa Foot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who was her aunt? You have to know where she, who is her maternal grandfather?
Don't know.
First of all, her aunt was Esther, but her other aunt who died in childbirth is much more famous. In fact, that's where her middle name comes from, which is Ruth.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to give it to Oliver. Baby Ruth Cleveland, her maternal grandfather was Grover Cleveland.
Oh,
yeah.
And so her her mother was Esther Cleveland, maiden name, and her aunt, who died in childbirth, was Ruth, as in baby Ruth, Ruth Cleveland.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's this this woman with the anyway, here's my other maternal grandfather, okay? Olivia Newton-John, who was her maternal grandfather?
Max Born?
You got it. How did you know?
Yeah.
You must have known.
I did. That wasn't a wild guess. Unlike Massachusetts, not
no,
a wild
it wasn't,
guess.
Right? But it was Max Born, a friend of obviously a theoretical.
He
Nobel Prize theoretical physicist. So it made me think that she could have altered, which one of her songs could she have altered to honor him?
Physical?
Let's get physical.
Yeah, let's get theoretically physical. What do you think? What do you think? It's kind of catchy, huh?
Very danceable.
Mm.
Another question? Okay.
Thanks, Peter. All right. Bye-bye. And feel free to give us a call. Two numbers, area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. So we have some emails here. Peter is wondering if the low-salary teacher state is Alaska.
No, Alaska is actually in the top 10, believe it or not, at 78,000.
Okay. Chris had the portmanteau, the Johnny Carson Daily.
Thank nice you, job, Chris.
Thank you for that. Here's your bell, kind of. And let's see. So did CM and that as well.
Nice job, CM.
Yes.
CM and Chris. No, they're TRL.
And give me 1 second here. Peter had a, do we have a cattle ranch question? No, we did not.
Not today.
Huh. Okay, never mind.
We could make one up.
Sorry about that. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey there, it's Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah.
Well, it's always great to be here.
Hello.
All right. So,
I have a portmanteau.
Yes.
I have for Carson Daily, too. But it's Oscar winning. It's Burgess Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yes. Meredith Baxter will accept the Burney at the end, though she has since divorced. But that is correct. Nice job, Sandra.
All right. You were counting on me, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
So a couple of things. Let's see. The presidential election, wild guess, is it 2000, Gore and Bush?
It is not.
Oh, well, there. I was just hoping for some some good thing to have happened there. The Hollywood stars, the first thing that came to mind was O.J. Simpson.
You know, that's a completely great logical guess. And if I thought of it, I probably would have guessed that myself, but it's not O.J. Simpson.
All right. Well,
we're thinking all sorts of things, but we'll keep it PG. So.
Yes, all right. I think that's all the guess.
Okay,
oh, except the Alaska thing.
No,
we're thinking that because you have to pay them more to go to Alaska, they'd have to make more money.
I think
but
so.
I heard you say that Alaska's in the top 10. So that's good for me.
It is, yeah.
I'll say after 23 years of teaching, I never got 72,000 a year. So, okay.
To Alaska.
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
So some languages have a single word for a concept, while all other languages require longer phrases to properly translate it. Some people, like to ponder what this says about the people who speak that language. But so the best known is probably Schadenfreude, the German word that means in English feeling of pleasure derived from witnessing someone else's suffering. And then there's also saudade from Portuguese, meaning the sorrow born of the presence of absence. And my personal favorite, which is hireis, the Welsh word meaning the feeling of homesickness for a place one has never been. But can you guess the language that has a single word for the following four concepts? I'll limit it to four. I've got a longer list, but maybe I'll save that for a slow day. So here's some four wonderful concepts that a language has a single word for. A cautionary adjective describing food that someone else has already eaten a bite of or a drink someone else has taken a sip of.
Are you going to give all four, or are we doing one at a time?
Okay, well, I'll give you all four then. Okay, there's that one.
Are they the same language?
No, they're all four different languages.
Ah.
Very different languages, because they're very different concepts. Okay, so, you've got cautionary adjective describing food that someone else has already eaten a bite of or a drink someone else has taken a sip of. Then there's the distance a reindeer can travel without peeing. Then...
There's a single word for that, huh?
There's a single word. This language thought that it was important enough to have a single word. Then a trip you send your parents on to show you appreciate how hard they worked to raise you. Mm-hmm. And finally...
I like that country, yeah.
And finally, an idea so silly, it sounds like you came up with it while drunk.
Well, that's Irish.
No, I'm going to guess Finnish for that last one.
For the last one, the drunk?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm going to guess Finnish for the reindeer without peeing. Mm.
Absolutely. Those wacky Finns. Okay. All right. So we still have the cautionary adjective about food that someone has taken a bite of, and the trip you send your parents on to show you appreciate how hard they worked to raise you, and the silly idea that you came up with while drunk.
Is the trip Japanese?
No, but you're in the right eye.
Korean?
Korean. Nice. Kyoto Kwan Kwan. Oh, and the Finnish word is, by the way, poron kusema. Everybody's saying.
Nicely said. So these are, they seem culturally appropriate, right? The first two have been, okay, that's part of their culture. So a silly idea while drunk. How about French?
Not French. Oh, it's so not French.
So not French.
Remember that they think Jerry Lewis is funny. So, yeah. You know.
Well, that's a silly idea while drunk.
I'm going to have to give you that one because this is my way of making it up to the Germans. It's actually from German. It's called Schnapsidee.
Well, that in its Schnapsidee?
Schnapsidee.
Like an idea you come up with when you're on schnapps?
On schnapps, okay. Apparently.
All right.
So here's to the other side of the German psyche.
So what's the first
but
one?
The other one we don't have yet is the cautionary adjective. Food that someone else has already eaten a bite of or a drink someone else has taken a sip of.
Hmm.
Well, we haven't had Spanish yet.
Oh.
Is it Spanish?
No, I think other side of the world.
Okay. Is it a form of one of the Chinese languages?
Well, not that far.
Okay.
Not that other side.
Turkish.
The other side.
The other
side.
No.
Portuguese Brazil.
No.
Are we somewhere in Africa, perhaps?
No, we're in Asia.
We're in Asia. Okay. Russian.
We're in South Asia.
Okay.
So Hindi.
Hindi.
There we go.
The word is juta, or juta.
Yeah.
Cautionary adjective. All right. All right, that's enough torture for me today. I've got another dozen of them. Maybe I'll call back some other week when I'm feeling cruel.
Thanks, guys. Way to push through the
The Zoom.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I neglected to mention our panels today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And we're going to very quickly repeat any questions that are out there. I guess I'll go first. What was the last presidential election in which the losing candidate carried more states than the winning candidate? What are the four most vandalized stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? And I'm still looking for one of the dwarf planets in our solar system. So far we have Ceres, Pluto, Haumea, and Iris. And yes, Kira, you go ahead.
All right. Real quick on that last dwarf planet, it's eight letters. And does the first half rhyme with the second half? Or is the first half the same as the second half?
Yes.
Okay, so is it like comma, comma?
Well, I mean, you have the general idea, but it's not that.
I know I'm close, but anyway. I have some before and afters where I've given you some short descriptions whose answers are two separate entities whose names have been portmanteaued together. The ones I have left are Oscar-winning actor focused on honoring August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle took a break to compile the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon, Gent. Number two is journalist, author, and conservationist who is known for works regarding the Florida Everglades, species on the brink of extinction, and the supreme usefulness of towels to your average space traveler. Number three is sitting senator from the Bluegrass State who got beat up by his neighbor for designing the iconic UPS and Westinghouse logos. And number four, the entity first created when a pre-Gwyneth Paltrow Chris Martin and four of his friends developed wooden toys to use as teaching aids for children in the classroom.
Is the first one Denzel Washington something?
You have to have the full thing.
I know. I'm getting Dana. I'm looping in on there.
Yeah, you know? No, I thought of the Denzel Washington, too. I just didn't get the rest of it.
All right.
Laura, yeah, you have to give your...
Okay, yeah. I'm looking for the three of the four highest paid average teacher salary in the United States. We have Massachusetts. We're looking for three more. And we're looking for one of the four lowest paying teacher salaries in the United States. We have Missouri, Florida, and Mississippi. We're looking for number 47. On that list, that's all I have.
Okay. And let's see. Why don't you do a quick question, Larry?
Okay. This is a quick question here. This is a union question here. On average, how much do teachers who are in a union make more than teachers in districts in the same state without a union?
So we're talking about public schools, though, right?
We're looking for public schools. So how much do unionized teachers, percentage-wise, make more than ununionized teachers in public schools across the country?
All right.
Do a 10% rule if you get close.
I'll say 22%.
Oh, you're right on. 24%.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah. That's 24% raise if you join a teacher's union, if your district is unionized.
All right. Now let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. Is Goldwater the last president to win more states?
Oh, no. He definitely, Johnson, that was quite a blowout. Not Goldwater.
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe Johnson just blew out in the electoral count, obviously. Let's see. Oh, the vandalized Hollywood stars. I would guess our current president is probably one of them.
That is correct. Mr. Trump is one of them, indeed.
Yeah, Trump. Okay, and I'll say, how about Reagan? About Reagan?
Not Reagan. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, but not
yeah,
not
maybe Reagan. In the 80s. Okay. Or, I don't know, Michael Jackson, possibly?
Not Michael Jackson, no.
Or Harvey Weinstein. I assume he probably has a star, but don't know. No?
Nope.
So I guess I'm... Oh, okay. Sorry. gosh, I think that's really all I got. Question-wise, I have a question. If you can tell me the connections between feminism, coffee shops, and ska, the music genre ska.
The connection between feminism, coffee shops, and ska.
Yeah.
Well, Seattle?
No, it has to do with how they're measured.
How they're measured. Feminism, coffee shops, and... No, I do not know.
Okay, these are all, they're all measured in waves.
Oh.
Anyway, so if you can tell me which wave we're in for each of those, because I'm not hearing anything.
This is 91.7 FM, KALW San Francisco. We are back with Minds Over Matter with Lori Fisher.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I think I'm back on. Damien, am I here?
Yes, you are.
All right. So can I take calls?
Yes, currently we do not have any calls.
Okay. Well, then I'll give a question, and Damien, you might be able to answer it. I'm not sure. My current question is about the word, about movies that contain the word work in them. Any form of the word work that's been a movie nominated or won for Best Picture. So it could have the word work or working or even homework. It could be a compound word like that. So if anybody has any of those, and Damien, you might have a guess at those. I'm not sure. I'll leave that out there for the audience to do. And let me put out one more question there. It's another union question here. Which is the biggest union in the United States? Meaning which has the most membership. It has over 3 million people. So I'm looking for movies nominated for Best Picture that have the word work in them. Any form of the word work, including a compound word like homework. They've been nominated or won the Academy Award for Best Picture. And I'm looking for the biggest union in the United States. It has over 3 million members. And no calls right now, right, Damien?
Correct.
Okay. You have any answers? Because I can keep pumping questions in, too.
Yeah, keep going with the questions.
Okay. I'll ask another one here. Let me see. I have a good one here, I believe. Let me ask this one. Yeah, we have 5 minutes left. We can get a couple of these, and I'll hold any of these that we don't get to the end of the show. I'll hold over to next week. I was looking at the cities in the United States with the highest population. I looked at the list of the top 100 cities with the biggest population in the United States, and only, 7 of them have 4 or more syllables in their name. and I'm just looking for single words. So if it has multiple words like San Luis Obispo, yeah, I'm not counting that. So these are cities in the United States that have in the top 100 in population that have four or more syllables in the in their name, and it's a single word. So, and one of them is in California. That's my hint on that one. I get the
Fresno.
No, I would need four more syllables. So Fresno would count in just two. So we're looking for four more syllables in the name of the city. We're looking for Hollywood movies that have the word work in the title. And we're looking for the largest union. As long as we're kind of filling in time, I'll ask one more really short question. Arguably, the Teamsters are the best known union in the United States. What year, within 5 years on either side, did the Teamsters unionize and start as a union?
And we have a call here. We'll take one call.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Welcome. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Hey there. Just had a guest for Working Girl.
Yes. The Working Girl is one of them. Very good. 1988. It even had a couple of Academy Award nominations in it. Remember who got nominated?
I'm going to guess Melanie Griffith.
Yes, she did. And her boss in the movie.
And Sigourney Weaver.
Very good. If I had a bell, you'd get triple bells here.
I'm hearing them.
Yeah, I'm hearing them too. Do you have any other guesses? We got a couple minutes to go.
No, that's okay. It.
That's very good.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
One more caller. Should we close up, Damien?
Yeah, we should close up.
All right. I'm going to save the questions I just asked till next week. And Dana and Farah, when they appear, they'll come back too. But I will figure out, I will give you the answer on the teacher salary question. So I asked, which is the highest teacher salaries in the United States average? Washington, state of Washington, is fourth at $91,000. Kira got Massachusetts. New York is second at $95,000. And this I found unbelievable. California is first. Average teacher salary in the state of California, kindergarten through 12th grade, is $101,000. So pretty good. You're looking for a career to go into. And occasionally they even give you summers off. It's a wonderful career. In the low end of the lowest in the United States, Mississippi, Florida, and Missouri were the lowest. And the one we missed was West Virginia. Fred from West Virginia did not call today at $55,516. So that's it. I don't have the answers to Kira's and Dana's wonderful questions, so we'll start next week's show with the answer. Especially, I'm interested in the four most vandalized stars. We got Donald Trump, and I don't know who the three others are, and Kira's portmanteau questions, and a bunch of others. Apologize for the technical difficulties. Everything will be perfect next week, as it usually is. Our thanks to Damien for running the board and kind of being calm during all the confusion, the Zoom confusion. It'll be solved by next week, and the podcast will be up. I'll see you all next week, and thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's a beautiful weather day. Get out there and have some fun, and let's see, music will play us out. Damien, thank you very much.
This is 91.7 FM, KALW San Francisco, and online at KALW.org, where Tiny Desk Radio is